Hi everyone, and welcome to your Freedom Business Summit. I'm Alison Palmer, and we're coming together for 2 weeks so that we can really get intensive about finding how we can create more freedoms in our business, through our business, in our lifestyles, and help other people to create more freedom as well for themselves. That's the focus for the 2 weeks. Today, I'm really excited. We have a wonderful guest, who is Diana Adkins. Now, Diana is a recovering CEO, CFO, and she now enjoys helping other people achieve freedoms from their mind's petty tyrant. We're going to explore that later, so I'm not going to say a lot about that right now, but what I can share with you is that Diana is the co-founder and trainer of Artist of the Spirit Coach Training. She's also the author of the Toltec Tools and Wisdom book, How to Potty Train Your Brain. She's a certified Law of Attraction practitioner. She's a warrior goddess facilitator. She's also a Toltec minister, teacher, and life coach, and she teaches the Living Light class, where Toltec wisdom meets the Law of Attraction. Now, I'm really interested today because we're going to explore freedom from a different perspective, the Toltec perspective, I hope. And the topic that we're actually talking about is freedom is simple. It's the mind that's the issue. So welcome, Diana.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so pleased that you're here because I know you know, that you have a really useful, I think it's useful, perspective on freedom. Because we're all here really, you know, wanting this freedom thing. What is it? What is it? So my first question to you is, what does freedom mean to you and why is it so important, do you think?
It's a very, very good question, and it's actually a question everybody listening should ask themselves, because I think that we'll find that it differs for a lot of people. But for me personally, freedom has been my focus for, I would say, most of my life, and it's matured and developed. But over time and through all of my work and practices and studies, I've come to see, I mean, my personal freedom is now it is the most important thing in my world and in my life. It's that starting place, that genesis, because out of my freedom, everything else is going to arise. So if I'm held in hostage, let's say, by any aspect of my personality or my belief system, that's limiting me. It's going to affect how I live my life, my relationships, And all of that translates into what I do, how I'm going to create a business, what I will do in my business, how courageous. If I'm held in hostage or I don't have the freedom, let's say, of expression or just to be who I am, that's going to affect every single aspect of my life. And so I keep saying, you know, the truth, the freedom is actually simple, but we've got a few challenges, particularly our mind, to get over before we can actually have freedom. And that to me means I'm free mind, body, and spirit, that all parts of me come into play, and that when I hold my businesses or I teach my classes or I talk on this call, I'm able to bring all of me there because I don't have the limiting factors, the things that put me in a cage and hold me back. So that freedom for me, that's the start of everything that happens in life.
Oh, I love what you say, and I'm particularly attracted to you saying that freedom itself is simple, because most of us feel it's what we want. It's like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and it's like we want it, but it doesn't seem very easy to get there. So there's so many different ways I could go with this, but as I'm here now asking you this question, you know, how can it be so simple, and why do we make it so difficult?
Good question. It is so simple because it requires a letting go. And it's really difficult because we've been trained not to let go. We've been trained to hold on to judgments and beliefs and ideas, all of which, from a Toltec perspective, are not even true any longer. They might have been true at one point in our life, but they're no longer true for us today. So the simplicity of it, it truly is as simple as letting go. And yet, given our training, and the Toltecs call it domestication, it appears really difficult because we're told if I don't hold on to this belief, then something bad's going to happen. Or if I let go of my structure or my ideas, if I actually just let go, we've been trained that that's scary. And there's a part of us, from the Toltec perspective, that's been there going, yes, this is scary. Don't do that. And that aspect is that part of the mind. From the Toltec perspective, or from that philosophy, they call it the parasite or parasitos. And I that sounds so, it's such an odd word that I sometimes just say we all have a Bob. And it's the whole point is to keep us safe. As our 5-year-old self or 8-year-old self defined that safety. So freedom is simply a letting go. And yet, and that can be simple, but the mind gets in the way. The mind and our parasite or our Bob get in the way. And I could go on and on about this.
And I've got so many questions. So just to get this clear, you're saying that our mind is the parasite?
It is, so let me give a little background. The Toltecs were masters of awareness and masters of perception, and they saw very clearly and mapped out. They created like a map of what happens. And so, you know, as I mentioned, we're trained, we're raised, we're domesticated into our family and our culture. And so, and as children, we're taking on everything that our parents are telling us and our teachers, and we're like dry sponges, we're soaking that up. And so through that soaking it up, we're actually taking on other people's beliefs. This is sort of like the biblical thing of the sins of the parents visited 7 generations. This is how it happens. We're suddenly taking on the ideas and even the energy of our family of origin. And as children, we just keep absorbing. We keep
Diane, you've disappeared.
Well, somehow my call got dropped.
Suddenly you disappeared.
And I'm just like literally just sitting here holding it. I wasn't touching anything.
Okay. So we better. Well, you're back on now. I've got 2 of you on here now from the same number, so I'm not sure what's happening. But what we'll do is I will get that edited so we can just pick up. So if I ask you again, is mind the parasite? Yeah?
Okay.
And we'll go from there. And I'm just
thank goodness.
Time. Okay. So starting again from there. So, Diana, just to get this straight, are you saying that it is the mind that is the parasite?
Good question. And it is an aspect of that, in a sense. The Toltecs believe that as they studied awareness and perception, they created a map of what we do, and they saw that as we were born into a family and a culture, we assimilate all of those beliefs from that family and that culture. So young kids are these dry sponges soaking everything up. And what happens is most of those beliefs aren't even theirs. They are given a set of ideas of what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. And it's sort of like the sins of the parents visited seven generations. I mean, we're picking up some ancestral energy as well as ideas and beliefs and judgments and values. And so those children take that and they develop ways to stay safe within whichever culture they're being raised in. I mean, you could be raised with wolves and you'll still be domesticated. You'll still, you know, take on ways to stay safe. And children will develop strategies to get the love that they want, to get attention, or to avoid pain and abandonment. And so from all of those very early, childhood experiences and all the things that they're taught, is, you know, we all of us start to develop beliefs. And so those beliefs have started when we're children, and we just don't, we don't have the mental ability at that point to weed it out. Not until our teens do we develop enough cognition to actually separate a lot of this out. So we keep practicing, and we have our strategies, and we want to stay safe, and we develop a way to move in the world. And a lot of the things that we've been told, we've heard them enough, and then we've repeated them enough that they often are so habitual, they go into our unconscious and our subconscious. And so they're still there. There's a great saying by Joe Vitale, if you bury an emotion, you bury it alive. So a lot of these things, they're still in there operating from our childhood. And through our life, we fine-tune them. We fine-tune our strategies and that use, that habitual use. As we grow, a lot of it is going unconscious, but because it's still there, it's still operating in us. So suddenly we're 20 or 30 or 50, and we wonder why we think we're not good enough or why we shouldn't shine and be our absolute greatness. And it's because we still have some potentially very limiting ideas from when we were five or six that are running our show. They're just sort of kind of slipping in and sneaking up. And this is why the mind, you know, they'll run there and they'll be in the background, but we don't always notice them. We're suddenly having a feeling or a thought goes through, and they're usually limiting us. And so that concept of the parasite or our Bob from the Toltecs, it's made up of all of that. It's our beliefs, and it's our judge and our victim. And those come together, and that's actually the parasite. So it functions through our mind, and it's really helpful to think about it separately. It's not necessarily ego, but it's this construct. It's all of our beliefs. Our judgments and that victim aspect of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so collectively, that's what the Toltecs view as the parasite. And that's what starts limiting us because it sounds hard, but its whole focus is to keep you safe. But that safety is as your 5-year-old or your 10-year-old or your 15-year-old find it. And that just doesn't work so well when you're 50, let's say, and want to move out. And it's using the vehicle of the mind and the thoughts and that, oh, I'm not good enough, I shouldn't do that, you know, I can't do that. We develop ceilings for our finances, how much money we can make, what kind of person we can marry, how many children we can have. So this affects every aspect of our lives. So if you're trying to step forward in business and shine and be your strongest, and you have your Bob, your parasitos running you from behind going, well, you're just not good enough, it's going to be slowing you down. It's going to be stopping you. Or you may feel like I have to control everything. Your childhood environment may have been so unstable that you developed a strategy of control. And so you're hypermanaging, you're overmanaging, you're becoming kind of mean. Your employees may not even like you if you're a control freak. So this is how that parasite, that Bob, it's trying to keep you safe, but it's not working any longer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is the key factor, isn't it? That all of that is all these voices that are going on in our head that are telling us, you know, you're not good enough, you can't do that, who do you think you are, you'll never make it, you know, why try again? All of these are, first of all, it's all stuff that we've accumulated when we were very young, and the whole purpose of it then was to keep us safe. I think that is really important to hold on to those factors just that alone is mega huge, because it's like, okay, that makes sense then, you know, and it makes sense if they're looking after a child, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming through to me is, you know, many people who I work with, they struggle with the fact they don't have the support of their family, or they, you know, they feel that their families, the people who they care about the most, are in fact the people who are most resistant to them moving into creating a successful business, or taking their business to a new level or a new dimension, or changing in any way. It's the people who they care about, it's their family. And especially, you know, like the family, your siblings or your parents. And then I guess most of us choose our spouse or our significant other based on all of this domestication, these beliefs that you say. So it's no wonder that we don't often get the support we need from those people. But I would really love to know, though, because it seems so important, how do we move out of that? How do we actually find the courage to let go of that? If that's our safety, how do we let go of it?
Good question. And it does get interesting, because the beauty of it is we are frequently tired of it. Like I said, it's old and it's outdated information, basically. The folks that are willing to change, the shift is going to be a little uncomfortable, but that is what we call smoke and mirrors. It's going to look uncomfortable because your Bob, your that parasitos, it's not going to want you to change, because that's not safe. For you to stand in your true strength, to stand in your authenticity, often to your parasite, that's not safe. So you got to just walk through that first gateway of fear, because it's smoke and mirrors, and it really is. And what we need to do is we actually have to stop what we've been doing, which is ignoring it and burying it and not looking at it. And we have to turn towards whatever it is that's uncomfortable. We just turn towards those things so that we can see the folly and the misconceptions, the lies, even the distortions that our parasite is giving us. You know, it worked when we were five. It's fine, but it just doesn't work today. And stab that voice, you know, repeating all the old, same old stories, it's just not working anymore. So you have to look and see what that mind is saying. And then you have to decide for yourself what your truth is. Sometimes you need a little help with that if it's really entrenched. But, for example, you know, I mean, we are all worthy. We're not bad people. Most of us are doing our best. We really are. And we're learning. And that's one of the things that, you know, the parasite's going to be saying, well, you're not good enough. You know, you're not doing your best. But is it true? And if we stop avoiding things and we turn and actually look at it, you'll be able to go, well, wait a minute, that's absolutely crazy. Of course I'm okay. Of course I'm worthy. And it's breaking a habit of that silent voice just running and not paying attention to it. We have to develop our awareness. We have to be able to stop and look inside and find the truth and stop burying things. And there's a lot of ways to do that. And so can I share like one of them?
Yeah, I'd love it. I really would love it if you've got a little exercise that we can do.
Well, so I've got a few things I wanted to suggest. So one way to start understanding what's happening, it involves a word that also sounds a little icky, but it's stalking. So, you know, we're used to hearing about, you know, a man or a woman being stalked on the street. And it is the same principle, but let's use the analogy of a cat. You know, we've all watched how a cat will stalk its prey. You know, it watches everything. It studies everything before it pounces. And what we do, one of the Toltec practices, is learning to stalk yourself, stalking your mind and stalking your body. So this is about pulling your attention in. And so if you're stalking your body and you suddenly notice, oh, my stomach just clenched. Okay, great. Now you have awareness. My stomach just tightened up. you then are going to stalk your mind, and it sort of looks like, okay, what just happened? And it's like you run the movie through your mind. What was I thinking? Oh, okay, I just had a thought that I'm not good enough to apply for this job, or I'm not good enough to head this program. At that point, you've stalked, you've looked, you've paid attention. My body tightened up, and you go back and you look, well, what was I thinking? Wow, I'm thinking that I'm not good enough to run this program. You turn and you look at it. Is that true? Is it true? And like most people, you go, well, actually, no, it's not true. I'm prepared. I know what I'm doing. I have the credentials. I have the skills. This isn't true. And you're able to then sort of like go in and say, hey, baby, it's okay. Because that inner five-year-old is still in there thinking, you know, I'm scared. So take a moment and just go, sweetie, it's okay. Of course I can do this. Because if you don't, you know, what happens is if we don't turn and face it, when that fear arises, we're going to carry that fear with us. And we actually might make a mistake because a part of us is still shaky. You know, that inner five-year-old still going, holy cow, I can't do this. So if you just turn and face it, look at what's actually happening that's causing your body to tense or your shoulders to hunch up, and turn towards it and find the truth. Because I mean it, we are worthy. We're all trying our best here, and we're all learning. So stalking your mind, stalking your body, turning to look at what's going on, it's a brilliant Toltec practice for beginning to increase your awareness and to start literally understanding, turning and facing that parasite, looking it straight in the eyes and going, uh-uh, that's not true. And then changing the thoughts to the truth. Of course I can do this. Of course I can. Because of course you can. That's one of my favorites. I mean, of course I can do this. And I may have to learn something, but that's fine. And if we start doing that instead of letting the fear run us, letting it stay unconscious, we start allowing our body to help inform our mind. Because your body's going to have a reaction sometimes before you're aware of what your mind has just said. Other times, the thoughts are very obvious. It's, you know, your judge is beating you up very clearly. You know, that, what was it, Ram Dass once said, or I took a Ram Dass saying, it's like our mind can feel like one insult after another. When that's going on, again, the tool is you just stop and you look at it. You turn and face it. And you say, okay, is this true? And if it's not, then replace it with the truth. Of course I can do this. Of course I'm lovable. Of course I'm worthy. I'm competent. I'm skilled. I'm doing my best. So that's one thing that you can all do to start increasing your awareness. And the truth is simple. We really are worthy. We really are okay. It's the mind that's, you know, causing a lot of this chatter and this these limitations. And so the simplicity is, if you're willing to let go of your long-held cherished belief that there's something wrong with you, if you're willing to stand in your strength and your light, then it simply requires letting go of the limitations that your mind keeps throwing at you. And some forgiveness as well.
Instant forgiveness. Instant forgiveness. Maybe you can say a little bit about that in a minute, but I was just thinking while you were talking about that, about how, you know, having a business, creating a business, growing a business, expanding a business, it is scary because, you know, unless you've done it lots of times before and you know exactly what you're doing all the way through and everything's going smoothly, it is a big challenge. And I was thinking about how my body sort of goes into the process of resistance. And I thought, oh, yeah, I know. I get tired. And I remember when I was a student and I had my exams, I would always be as if I wanted to go to sleep instead of go to take the exam. And I think I still do that now. You know, I feel tired. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, everything's wrong. When things are challenging, and I'm sure everybody has a different physical response to challenges or when things get a little bit scary. And I think it's really interesting, like you say, to be very aware of those things, really stalk the body. That's a wonderful thing. And then, like you say, of course I can do this. That seems amazingly, it seems to pull the plug out somehow. I feel like a release when I say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If we just turn and look at these things, because and in my world, in my practices and my teaching, my whole thing is the truth. Because the truth really will set you free. It really will. It's these cliches and old sayings have stuck around for so long because there's truth in them. And the truth is, of course you can do it. I'm just tired. You know, one of my theories is if you're exhausted, you don't listen to your mind at all. Don't listen to it, because in my case, if I'm really tired, I'll be driving down the road and it's going to start dreaming up disasters. You know, you're going to have an accident a concept we call disaster mind. If I'm exhausted, my disaster mind really kicks in. And so I know now, Diana, exhausted means don't listen to my mind. So I'll run a mantra. I'll sing a song. I'll choose deliberately something else to think about, because when we're exhausted, we're too depleted. We've lost enough energy and we haven't replenished our bodies. And when that situation is happening, you shouldn't really do anything but then turn around and focus on how can I replenish the stores that I've lost, whether that's through stress or tension or, you know, a 14-hour day or an argument with an employee or a spouse or a child. Where we lose energy, and when we've lost enough energy, we don't literally have the resources to handle things, even though we'll try, and that's when we'll make mistakes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, totally. You know, you say the truth can set you free, will set you free. Now, as, you know, as heart-centered, spiritual entrepreneurs who are seeking to bring more freedom into our lives and to help others to become more free as well. Is it possible, do you believe, for us to reach like a plateau of feeling free, a plateau of freedom, you know, or is it, I think that's what we all believe somehow, that there will come a time when we've done all the work and the inner work and the outer work, and we can coast in this place of, you know, joy and bliss and everything being great and feeling, you know, life is wonderful and life, we feel free. Is that possible, or is it an ongoing process all the time?
Good question. I would say it is both. And is it possible? Yes. It is. But, you know, if you think about it, that sort of means you've now stopped learning, you've stopped growing. And so the concept of reaching a plateau to me means that I've explored everything, I've worked out every aspect of my personality, I have no more limitations within myself. Because our lives outside of ourselves are a reflection of what's inside of ourselves. So is it possible to reach that? I think it is. I also think, in my case, I'll probably leave the planet when that happens because my work's done. I would have figured it out. And so the beauty of having it be a process, the beauty of we're learning. When we can turn and look at something arising inside of us, rather than going, oh, daggone it, that's coming up again, I thought I dealt with it. You know, it's turning to, wow, look at that. I didn't realize I have more to do there. It's just an opportunity. It doesn't mean a failing, because if you take nothing from this call, we are all learning. And, you know, I could go into a more depth about how we can take any one issue, and it's got a number of layers to it. So we'll be working it out and working it out, but we hit it, the same issue, sometimes at a higher, more refined state. So it takes us a while to thoroughly work through something. And thank goodness, because that's part of the dynamic aspect, is we get to learn. If you turn curiosity on yourself, like, wow, why did I just do that? Isn't that curious? Look at that. That's kind of dysfunctional. Isn't it fascinating? A part of me still doing that. And how do I deal with it? Then you've got this adventure ahead of you instead of a chore. You get to look at your life as a series of incredible learning opportunities in every aspect, and especially in including business.
Mm-hmm. Another question that's come into my mind is something I was reflecting upon earlier. Again, that's, I see a lot in my clients, and so accepting responsibility for the mirroring of you know, people coming together, I see it also in myself, which is sometimes I think that I must be in love with struggle. Do you know what I mean? It's like when I'm struggling, I know who I am because this is very familiar. And so even though, and I know, you know, this isn't just me. So the idea of breaking free from this to the next place of being, whatever that is, freedom from this current struggle. It's something that I see and I tell myself that I want, but at the same time, I must be, you know, there's some addiction, I think, to the concept of struggle or to the experience of struggle. So what can we do if we are in that situation? Because I believe, I really do believe, that a lot of us in business are wedded to struggle.
So now you're going to pull on my law of attraction and training. I mean, the first thing I would personally do is remove the word struggle from your vocabulary. I mean, we don't always pay attention to the power that the words that we use have. And not only that, how the words we use are literally reflecting an internal dynamic. So if I'm viewing something as a struggle, and again, if I can bring in my awareness and understand that, why is it a struggle? Why am I putting that energy or that label to what I'm going through? Why can't it just be a learning process? Or maybe it's just what I like to call them speed humps. I mean, we set out to do anything, and part of the Toltec thought on that is that, you know, your parasite's going to throw some speed humps up there to stop, like I said, stalk it and look at it. Is it even true? And, yes, we hit challenges. I don't mean that. But if you keep holding, hey, I can do this. Of course I can get through this. The energy in your body, it changes how you feel. And how you feel is going to change what you put out to, let's say, the universe. You know, in my world, the universe is simply saying yes. But it's saying yes to, my God, this is a struggle, and the universe is going yes. And you go, wow, this is just a learning process. And the universe is going yes. So part of the first, you know, thing is to look at why is it something that we're viewing as bad or that shouldn't be there. And start to change the way you think about it, that it's not a struggle. It's just a little blimp on the horizon in the big scheme of things. A lot of the things we get tied up in the very minute, microcosmic, little minute details. And if we can step back and get a bigger picture, it will defuse a lot of our fears when we can say, well, yeah, it's a blimp. It's a speed hump. That's all. And, of course, I can get through this. So shifting how you look at it, that's one of the first things. Turning it into an opportunity as opposed to a struggle will energetically have you do the same thing. Your shoulders will relax. It's okay, baby, we can do this. Mm-hmm. And I personally immediately start relaxing. And once my energy is moving again, you know, through my body, and I can change that it's just something I'm learning as opposed to a horrible struggle, then I've opened up a whole new avenue for me, my mind, my body, all of me, to move forward in a better way.
Mm-hmm. I really feel that. I absolutely feel that as I'm listening to you speaking, and I'm listening, you know, not just with my head, I'm listening with the whole of me. And I feel myself just, my shoulders were dropping, as you said, and I feel this. It's like, it is like a sense of peacefulness. That's how I would describe it. It's quite a gentle sort of energy that is very reassuring. In fact, it's almost like being, I don't know if this is, if you experience this, being your own mother. Like, yes, of course you can do it, and everything's going to be all right, and, you know, what's the worry, what's the panic, what's the pressure, just whew.
You know, I love that, that analogy. So if we looked at, if we took that and looked at it as, you know, you, your highest self, the actual truth of you, who you are, being that maternal, loving, nurturing mother that's looking at this little parasite that's 5 years old going, it's all right, baby. And bringing that wisdom, because we all have that innate inner, you know, I call it our highest self, our own inner depths and our own inner wisdom. And when we can pull that voice here into us and then look with compassion and forgiveness at the parasite, it's like, boy, you really worked hard. You really tried, but you know, I want to be in charge now. It's not working anymore. And you basically help the parasite to grow up. This is often what it's like. So I love that you mentioned that. Being that mother or that father, that adult, wise, compassionate parent that's parenting their inner five-year-old is a way to look at it.
Mm.
And, yeah. And you will relax, I promise you.
That's so fantastic. So everybody who is, you know, listening, I know that you all have times when you feel like super stressed in many different aspects of your life and your business. And here is a really, really simple way that you can start to change that and remove the stress. And just think about not just, you know, what you'll be able to achieve, but also the inner peace that you'll be able to create and how that will support your own health. Because we all know that stress is not good for our bodies. Diana, I know that you have a free gift to share with people today so that they can actually, you know, go a bit deeper into this. I know that everybody will want to. So could you just tell us a little bit about the gift?
Well, this was a book that wanted to be written for many years, and it's a story. It's a sort of a teaching story, but it's essentially a story of, I think it's like one woman's creating reality, my journey through doing that. I believe personally that we are powerful beyond what we can normally comprehend, and that we, you know, the universe is out there going, yes. So this is the story of me having a dream that it was very, very, very hard to manifest. And yet when I pulled in my focus and my intention, it talks about, it's just a story about how everything, miracles started happening to get me to Indonesia. You know, I got hijacked by the mafia. And it's literally a story, but through the story are all of the different tools and things that I actually lived to do to get myself exactly where I wanted to be. You know, my goal was to go to Indonesia and teach batik to the deaf and disabled, which back in the 90s was not simple to research. We didn't have computers. And so a miracle upon miracle upon miracle kept happening in my life. So it's a story that's a casual read, and it's an example of how we really can create exactly what we want.
Wow.
So it applies everywhere, business and life and all of that.
It sounds amazing. And gosh, I mean, that sounds like an adventure that I would love to explore with you as well, because, oh, you know, that's what we all want as well. Most of us want adventure in our life. I'm sure we don't want to be kidnapped, but we do want to have we do want to go, you know, see the world, be creative, you know, have the adventure that is in our souls that's speaking to us. So I think your gift sounds a fantastic thing to get hold of. You know, I'm going to get hold of it myself, have a good read and get very inspired. So everybody, you can get this free gift. There's a link to it in the email that you received today, which told you about Diana's interview. It's also on the summit website. If you go to the speakers page, you will find it. The link is next to Diana's photograph. And just to remind you of the link, it's www.yourfreedombusinesssummit.com/speakers. Okay, so it's there next to Diana's photograph. Click on the link and you'll get through to get it. And I really urge you to go and do that, because, you know, what Diana's been sharing with us today is, I think it's really practical. It sounds so useful and so freeing. And that's what we're here to do, to do, you know, to become more free, to find ways that we can feel more free, create more freedom, and share that with other people. So go and download it. Okay, Diana, thank you so much for coming today and sharing all of your perspective on freedom and your tools that we can use. It's been really fantastic. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It's my passion and I love talking about it. So thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. And everybody, if you want to find out more about Diana, you know, go and download the free gift. And also the link to her website is next to her photograph as well. So you can find out more about her there. Okay, so thanks everyone for joining us today. And thank you again so much, Diana.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks.